Blog Talk Radio.
From the rising of the sun until it goes away, again we love to say, this far, we really gotta say thank you for bringing us all through.
I may not have everything I wanna have, and I may not be everything I wanna be.
Give him the praise. Good evening, Israel, family and listening audience. Welcome to the last session of Can It Be That Simple for this year. The next time we'll talk, we'll be in the new year. But until then, we're going to enjoy the message that he has to give us today. I'm your host, Yarao of Beth Yahweh Congregation. And like always, send out this message. Yahweh loves us. And always, gather all your study materials, your notepads, iPads, pens, pencils, highlighters, all those things that you need for good study. For this study that we're going to do is a joyful one. So we're going to start off with a prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come to thee in the name of thy son, Yahushua. And we thank thee for the loving kindness that you've given us thus far. We thank you for the peace of mind that you've given us thus far. We thank thee for the protection that you've given to us thus far. We thank thee for the hope that you've given us. We thank thee ultimately for thy love, which you show through thy son, Yahushua. We ask of thee to continue to open our heart, open our ears, and open our desire to love you just as you love us. We ask of thee to continue to bring your peace to us so that the light of thy Son that dwells within us can burn bright and shine forth to all those who see us. We thank thee, Yah, in the name of thy Son, Yahushua. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Amen. Before we start the teaching, I just want to send a little shout out to ask if I'm coming through clearly. Just send a shout out, let me know that you can hear me. And this particular lesson is Rejoice in Yahushua. All the other lessons that we've talked about is talking about how Israel is, where it came from, and what we're supposed to do as a nation, as a people, as an individual, the things that we're responsible for. But we're also responsible for this one also, and that's rejoicing and having a love for the Most High and showing it, our expression of love for him and his son and his word. And we show it through rejoicing, through joy, through gladness. So the Father opened my mind to these a variety of scriptures. And some of the scriptures have those words in it, rejoice, grace, and joy in them. So I normally don't do this, but I'm going to do this particular time. I'm going to read a list of definitions. The definitions are coming from the Webster's Dictionary. And then throughout the scriptures, those words are going to come up again, and I'm going to look them up in the Greek and the Hebrew, because some of them are in the Greek, some of them are in the Hebrew. But we're going to start off with the definitions in the English for a variety of words. I'm going to first start off with the word rejoice. And Webster says that rejoice is feeling or showing great joy or delight. So we started off saying this lesson is rejoice in Yahushua. So we got to show that great joy, that great delight in Yahushua. Why? Because of the thing that he did for us and that's laid his life down for us so that we can have an opportunity to dwell with him in the kingdom with his Father. The next definition we're going to go with is glad. And it's the definition with Webster is experiencing pleasure, joy, delight, made happy, very willing, made pleased, satisfied, grateful. Full of brightness, full of cheerfulness. That's what this word does for us. It cheers us up. It makes us pleasant. It makes us happy. That's one of the things he said. He said his word is not burdensome. It's not burdensome. Why? Because it's cheerful. It's happiness. It's joy. This is what we're supposed to be feeling inside because that's what Yeshua did for us. He brought joy back into us because when Adam was disobedient, he brought sadness to our souls, sadness to our beings. But when Yahushua laid his life down, he brought all that happiness and joy back to us if we believe in him and what he has done. The next word, grace. Unmerited divine assistance given to humans for sanctification. Grace is given to us to set us apart from those who don't want to do the will of the Most High. And that word unmerited means we don't deserve it, but he gives it to us anyway because he wants to separate us from everybody else. And that's Israel. He wants to separate Israel from everybody else. Another definition for grace. Just another way of saying a state of sanctification. Enjoy through divine assistance. He assists us. He pardons us. He gives us mercy. He favors us. He approves. He approves of us. We've heard that word before, favor. Noah found favor in the Most High's eyes. Another definition. Special favor. Privilege, kindness, courtesy. He's showing us courtesy, and we don't deserve it. Why? Because we're from Adam. We're sinful. But he's showing us courtesy, setting us apart, exempting us for his purpose, for his joy. The last word I'm going to define is joy. The emotions evoked by well-being, success, good fortune, by the prospect of possessing what one desires, the light. A state of happiness, a state of bliss. Joy, a source or cause of delight. Experiencing great pleasure or delight. That's what we get with Yahushua. That's what we get with the word. We have to understand that this word is pleasurable. It's a delight. It is joy. And if you've been coming to the classes, and understanding that word and what the word has done, how the word has been identified and dwelt with us and interacted with mankind for so long. That word came down because it created everything, and everything is a tool of the word. Everything is a tool of Yahushua. And when he comes down and interact with you through the tools that he is giving you or the tools that he used, it's for your joy. It's for your pleasure to understand that he is interacting with you as an individual. And then when we as individuals come together as a whole, then he's dealing with us as a whole, individually, as a unit. So now we're going to get into a couple of scriptures. And remember the title, Rejoice in Yahushua. Rejoice in Yah's salvation. We're going to start in Exodus chapter 15, verse 2 and 3. And it reads, Yah is my strength and song. He has become my salvation. This is my mighty one, and I will praise him. My Father's mighty one, and I will exalt him. Yahweh is a man of war. Yahweh is his name. So he's coming to save us. He's coming to save us because there's a war going on out there with Hasatan, with this world system. And Yah is coming through Yahweh to fight that battle for us, with us. Let's be joyful about that because we have help in this war. We have help in this battle. Isaiah says it like this in chapter 12, verse 2 and 4. Bringing it back to our attention, Israel. Because the first time this was talked about in Exodus, that's Moses saying it. Now it's being reiterated in Isaiah. Verse 2, Behold, Yahweh is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid, for Yahweh is my strength and my and song. And he has become my salvation. Therefore, the joy you will draw water out of the wells of salvation. In that day, you will say, Give thanks to Yahweh. Call on his name. Declare his doing among the peoples. Proclaim that his name is exalted. That's what we have to do. Call out, rejoice in his name. For we have nothing to be afraid of because Yahweh has shown it in his word before that he is our salvation. He salvages us. He salvages us from the world system. What comes to my mind is this thing that we're dealing with right now, this coronavirus. You know, when the Israelites were, when Hebrews was down in Egypt, that was light in Goshen. That's where the Israelites were. That's where the Hebrews were. So family, don't be afraid of what's going on out here in this world system right now. Because Yahweh will protect us from that. He didn't already protect us from that. Our salvation, he didn't already did it for us. Just give him his praise, rejoice in his name, and you'll be okay. From here, we're going to go to Psalms 119. I'm going to read verses 46 to 56. And if you're familiar with Psalms 119, each of the stanzas have a letter. Now, the letter for this particular stanza is Zion. And the Zion is the weapon. If you look at the pictograph, it's a weapon. Also, we can say a sword because a sword is a type of weapon. And when we look at the put on the armor, we say one of those weapons is a sword. And it's symbolic of the word. So this is how we protect ourselves. Ourselves with the word of the Most High. The word of Yahweh. Wait a minute, I think I got a typo. It's not 46 to 56, it's 49 to 56. I apologize there, family. Typo. So, it reads, remember your word to your servant, because you gave me hope. This is my comfort in my afflictions, for your word has revived me. The arrogant mocked me excessively, but I did not. Wait a minute. But I did not swaver. No, that's not swaver. Excuse me, family. But I did not swerve from your word. I mean, from your law. Let me start over, family. Remember your word to your servant, because you gave me hope. This is my comfort in my affliction. For your word has revived me. The arrogant mock me excessively, but I do not swerve from your law. I remember your ordinance of old, Yahweh, and you have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold on me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house where I live. I have remembered your name, Yahweh, in the night. Oh, man. You know what the problem is, family? I do not have my glasses. Hold on for a minute. Thank you there. Oh, I can see much clearer. I can see clearly now. Let me start over. I have my glasses on. Psalms 119, verse 49 to 56. Remember your word to your servant, because you gave me hope. This is my comfort in my afflictions, for your word has revived me. The arrogant mock me excessively, but I do not swerve from your law. I remember your ordinances of old, Yahweh, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold on me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house where I live. I have remembered your name, Yahweh, in the night, and I obey your law. This is my way, that I keep your precepts. This is our weapon, family. This is our weapon, his word, his precepts, his statutes. Even though the arrogant gonna mock us, and the arrogant are the ones that's ignorant to his word, ignorant to his truth. Because if they knew his truth, then they would keep his laws and statutes also. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians chapter 6, 13 to 17. And it reads, therefore, put on the whole armor of Yah, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Standing therefore, having the utility belt of truth buckled around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having fitted your feet with the preparation of the good news of peace. Above all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the evil one. I'm going to stop here for a minute. I'm going to read it again. Above all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the evil one. Our faith assists us in deflecting the evil one's darts, because darts is a type of weapon that can be thrown from afar. And darts come in various forms. Or, you know, you have like a javelin can be considered a dart, where you can throw it from a long distance. You can say an arrow is a type of dart that can be shot from long distances. So we have to make sure that our faith is intact. And how we keep our faith intact is by constantly rejoicing in the Word of the Most High, finding the good pleasure of His Word, and utilizing His Word to assist us, because that actually deflects foolishness. Because I know everyone has been in a room full of people who just don't do right. And when you get in there and you start talking positive, 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 and the goodness of the Most High, you start seeing people peel off. Because what happens? They don't want to hear that kind of talk. They don't want to hear positivity. They don't want to hear the goodness that the Father has brought in your life. So we have to encourage one another to hold true to the faith of Yahushua. Uplift His name. For we read earlier, He goes before us. He fights for us. But if we don't have the faith in Him, if we're not carrying that shield, we're subject to whatever. Verse 17. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the Mighty One. So what are we doing? That salvation, we rejoicing in that salvation. What is that? That's that helmet that we're putting on our head to protect our mind. And we have that sword in our hands. That is that spirit. That spirit that Yahushua gives us to understand His word, which is in our mind, being protected by that helmet. From here, we're going to go to Ephesians, because, you know, you can't talk about the armor without talking about, you know, it says that sword of the Spirit. Going to go to Galatians chapter 5, verse 22-23, and it reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faith, gentleness, and self-control. Against these things there is no law." See, this is our sword right here. That's the sword of the Spirit. These are the tools of that sword. These are the attributes that this Spirit has. Self-control, gentleness, faith, goodness, kindness, patience, peace, joy, love. We have to wield these attributes perfectly and earn forth in order for them to truly manifest the power that they have. Because that is part of our armor that Yahushua gives us to fight with him, to assist him. See, because he really doesn't need our help, but he accepts our help if we are willing to accept his help in helping us with the battle. And the more we rejoice in him, the more we love up on him, the more we understand about him. When we read through the scriptures, then we read about all the goodness that he did. Because what we will do, we will start manifesting that same goodness. Because we will start to understand more and more and more about what he did. Because that's why he sends his spirit back, that comforter, to comfort us in our understanding of his word. Psalms 92, verse 1. And it reads, "It is a good thing to give thanks to Yahweh, to sing praise to your name, Most High, to proclaim your loving kindness in the morning and your faithfulness every night." Remember, family and listening audience, we have to give the Most High his praise and thank him for his loving kindness and his faithfulness to his covenant that he made with Abraham, to his loving kindness that he grants us in the morning when he allows us to wake up. Because of Yahushua's faithfulness to us, the ones that Yah has chosen to be his sheep, to be his people, he stands up for us in the night when the adversary is accusing us. We have to lift him up on a constant basis. In our good times and our bad times, we still have to lift him up, because he took on those things for us also, the good times and the bad times. And he still gave praise to the Father and did the pleasures of the Father. So in our good times and our bad times, we have to do the same thing. Lift up the Father. Lift up his word. Psalms chapter 9, verse 13 and 14. And it reads, "Have mercy on me, Yahweh. See my affliction by those who hate me, and lift me up from the gates of death, that I may show forth all your praise in the gates of the daughters of Zion. I will rejoice in your salvation." So we're going to go to the word rejoice in this particular scripture, which is Psalms 9:14, and it is 15:23 in your Hebrew concordance, the Hebrew section of your concordance, and is gil, which means to rejoice, to be glad, joyful. Primitive root, properly to spin around, usually rejoicing, be glad, joyful, rejoice. So that's one of the reasons, I went and I read the definitions from Webster's. I've read them first, because when you're reading them from the Hebrew, it's just, just reciting a word and saying basically the other words that I read earlier as far as being glad and joy, rejoicing, so that we can get an understanding with the from a different perspective of what these words mean. So from here, we're going to go to Psalms 13, reading verses 5 and 6 this time. And it reads, "But I trust in your loving kindness. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing to Yahweh because he has been good to me." See, this is bringing it down to an individual level. He's been good to us individually, and we support, and we should give him praise, rejoice in his name because of what he has done for us, what he is doing for us, and because of what he is and what he has given us. And that's salvation. He has pulled us up from the dumps, out of the rubble, and set us aside for a purpose. Rejoice in him. Rejoice. Be glad in him. You know, we don't have to always dwell in the fact that our forefathers didn't do right. We have the ability to do right. We have the ability to rejoice. Rejoice in good times. Rejoice in bad times. And we constantly rejoice, and we will never see anything as being bad. We will just see these as obstacles in life for us to learn from, not for us to murmur and complain about. But we see the joy that the Father has given to us through his Son, Yahushua. And the more we learn about his word, the more we understand about his word, the more we understand about him. See, that's one of the things that our forefathers didn't do. They didn't study about him. They were just studying the word or reading the word and seeing how they can be uplifted. No, it's not about us uplifting ourselves. It's about us uplifting the Father through the Son, Yahushua. See, because Yahushua did not even uplift himself. He uplifted the Father. Constantly talking about the Father. Bringing people to the understanding about the Father. What are we supposed to do? Bring people to the understanding about Yahushua. So that they too can understand and know about the Father. See, because that's how we learn about the Father and know about the Father. Because Yahushua said, when you see me, you see the Father. So the characters that Yahushua is showing is the characters of his Father. So when people see us, they're supposed to see the characters of Yahushua, who constantly rejoiced in his Father. We're supposed to constantly rejoice in Yahushua, which in turn we'll be rejoicing in the Father. Psalms 32, verse 11. "Be glad in Yahweh and rejoice, you righteous. Shout for joy, all you who are upright in heart." See, Yahushua was righteous. And if Yahushua dwells in us, then that means we are righteous also. But do we believe that? Do we have faith in that? Upright in heart, upright in your mind. What did Yahushua say? "I am in this world, but not of this world." See, that's the same thing that we're supposed to take on. I am in this world, but I'm not of this world. Why? Because what governs me is the word of Yah. What governs me is the kingdom of Yah. I'm just here so that I can get other people to understand Yah. Because the kingdom of God is here, at hand, is close at hand. It is here. But do we believe that, Israel? Do we believe that? We have to act on that. We have to utilize our shield of faith. We have to carry that faith around with us. We can't leave it at the door when we leave out the house. We can't leave it in the car when we get in the car. We have to take it with us all the time. That faith, which will help us. And at the same time, rejoice in his word. Because that is our sword. That is our life. That is our conversation. And he gives us wisdom and understanding that we can utilize his word to communicate with people on every level. But do you believe that? Psalms 33:1. Rejoice in Yahweh, you righteous. Praise is fitting for the upright. Israel, what did he say? We are a holy nation. We are upright. We are righteous. Why? Because Yahushua dwells within us. And Yahushua is righteous. Does Yahushua dwell within you? And if he does, then that means you're righteous. And what that means, we rejoice in him because we have a connection with the Father through him. Psalms 147, verse 1. Praise Yah, for it is good to sing praises to Almighty One, for it is pleasant and fitting to praise him. It's not about us as individuals. It's about him. And when we uplift him, he sees us. We touch him. We touch him. So, family, get ready to go into the last scripture. This is the last session for... Can it be that simple before we go into a new year? I just want to encourage everyone to praise the Father. Praise him through Yahushua as much as you can. I think there's a scripture that say, pray without ceasing. Give praise. And how we give praise? Through singing and praying. Singing and praying to the Father, glorifying his name, glorifying his deeds, glorifying the fact that he has chosen us to carry on Yahushua's name in this world. Yahushua chose us to do this work. There's a scripture that says that also. He said, we did not choose him. He chose us. He went through the rubble of this world system. He went through the rubble of mankind and chose each and every one of you who are listening to my voice on this Sabbath day, the day in which he set apart as a sign between him and his people. He chose you. To do his will, to uplift his son in this world system, to show the light of his son in this world system. We are the lights that are walking around constantly in the day and in the night. When we pay attention to those luminaries, that's just another understanding. As we learned that the moon gives us its own light. It's a distinct light that's different from the sun. And the stars give off its own light. See, we're in a darkened world. There's a lot of darkness out there. And Israel, righteous Israel, Because that's what he calls us. A holy nation. A holy people. See, as we walk in this darkened world, the light of Yahushua that dwells in us shines forth in this world. Have faith in the light that dwells within you. Have faith in Yahushua. Have faith in his word. Continue to wear him on your head, in your mind, and remember what he has done for us. And may it cause you to give the Father praise. Because that's what he did. He gave the Father praise. And this is my last scripture for the night, and it's Philippians chapter 4, verse 4 to 7. And it reads, "Rejoice in the Mighty One always." Again, I will say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Mighty One is at hand, and nothing be anxious, but in everything, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known to Yah, and in the peace of Yah, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your thoughts in Yahushua. Family, let us rejoice in Yahushua, because we're about to start a new year, and in the beginning of this new year is a remembrance of what Yahushua did for us, giving us another opportunity to renew within ourselves the righteousness of Yahushua, giving us another opportunity to protect that word, which is Yahushua, giving us another opportunity to stand up for Yahushua. For as we die daily, Yahushua lives. And we die, giving us that opportunity to be written in that book of life. Because that's the ultimate goal, to be written in the book of life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank thee, Father, for giving us another opportunity to be in your presence on thy Sabbath day. We ask of thee to continue to open our heart, open our desire for the wonders of your word, with the knowledge and the truth of thy son Yahushua, so that we can be a good example for those who see us. And may we continue to follow wherever he shall go, wherever he shall lead us. May we continue to hold on to him as we travel in this thing called life. May we utilize him as that marker that we set forth in front of us to reach. Father, we thank thee for thy loving kindness and the joy that you constantly bring to our minds day in and day out, and the opportunities that you give us to speak the truth of your word. We ask of thee, O Father, to continue to help those who need your help in the ways in which they need your help. May your will be done amongst Israel. May we follow the Lamb wherever he shall go. May we listen to the prophets that you have set forth before in this day. For the prophet houses the seed, which is thy son, Yahushua. That promised seed that was talked about of days of old. Father, we ask of thee to continue to grant us your loving kindness and your love. May we continue to show you love and uplift thy son so that we can be closer to you, O Father. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his peace to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Father, we ask these things in the name of thy Son, our Lord, our Savior, Redeemer, and soon coming King, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen.